everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Lauren Capone, Marketing Coordinator for the Philadelphia Flyers. Welcome, Lauren. Thanks for being here.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, so you're really in your second year in this position.
Yes.
What was the toughest learning curve of your first year? Because I think anything you do for the first time is a new experience, and you know, you live and you learn and you build on it for the second year.
Absolutely. I can't believe that I already flew through a whole season. Hockey season is long, but it flew by. I think playoffs is easily, you know, your first season and you get to playoffs. It's like a whole nother animal. Once they get to playoffs, you kind of get in your routine during the regular season with all the jobs and the duties that you have. And then as soon as you hit playoffs, you almost like throw the script away and have to start from scratch and come up with new ideas in, you know, just a few hours and make all these things happen, you know, for the city and for the team and the organization. So it was a hectic couple weeks we had in that first round run, but learned so much just from those couple games that we hosted.
Lauren, I'm curious because I would think, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but the off season is really a big and important part for people that are in marketing to go into the season. So would you say, but then when you're talking about the playoffs, you make it seem like, well, maybe that's the busiest. What is the busiest time for you?
I mean, I think they are definitely both busy in their own unique ways. Obviously, playoffs is busy because you have, I mean, Flyers being the Flyers clinched their spot last game of the regular season.
Right.
And we had a game that we had to prepare things for. Even away games we do, you know, preparations for, and we, you know, only had 48 hours and we're trying to order t-shirts for 20,000 people in 48 hours. So that's its own challenge. But yeah, definitely in the summer, it's a lot of forward thinking and, you know, trying to target games we want to be able to sell to people. And, you know, how are we going to make this an exciting season, both on the ice and off the ice? And I guess from our standpoint as marketers, we do try to focus on, despite whatever's going on the ice, we still need to make it exciting for fans. So yeah, it's definitely challenging to think that ahead of things and try to plan for 40 home games, and you want all of them to be knockouts. So it's definitely challenging on the brainstorming and idea creation front.
Do you consider yourself part of a team?
Yes. I think our marketing team in general is, you know, we work side by side every day, tons of meetings with just our group, and the entire organization actually does a really good job of making everyone feel like we're part of the on-ice product. You know, we're not putting on pads and nobody wants to see me on the ice, so that's fine. But, you know, their success also reflects our success and vice versa. And, you know, our kind of upper management has done a really good job of really cultivating that, you know, relationship between, you know, player management and front office and all of that kind of, you know, meshing of the two to make the best product that we can.
I think the Flyers in this city are unique in a sense of, I just played in the Flyers charity golf outing, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always had it at a place that has two courses because they can fill that many foursomes. But in those foursomes, you play with a former Flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of former Flyers that show, going back to the 70s, that show up for that event is so unique. And you guys seem like, as an organization, you really try to utilize them still being a part of this community and how much fans still enjoy seeing people who have long since hung up their skates.
Yeah, the alumni have such an important role in our organization and kind of how we connect with fans. And, you know, at the end of the day, the fans ask for them. And so we keep those relationships going. And now we're even in the process of trying to get young alumni. Riley Cote is one of the younger ones. And Danny Briere, obviously, sits right across from me. So, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that they've really folded into the organization so much. But, you know, it gets such a great reaction from our fans, and it makes the fans really, really feel like they're a part of our, you know, Flyers family. And those they're legends to a lot of our fans. And so meeting those alumni to them is just as, you know, awe-striking as meeting a current player. So I think it's great to have, you know, things like the carnival where we, you know, meet the current players, but also we include the alumni because they're just as important to our fan base.
Promotional items are always important for fans when they come. They mark it on their calendar if they know a particular item is going to be given out at the door for the first, say, 5,000 kids or 5,000 whatever. Bobbleheads were huge at one point. I don't know if that still is the in thing, but what are some of the promotional things or like on the rise that you guys think of?
So I will say bobbleheads are still a classic. I mean, we could put bobbleheads on a schedule and those tickets will fill up and we'll get calls for weeks afterwards. Did you have any extra? I wanted two more, this and this. And it's really actually an interesting world to look at when people get those promotional items and they collect these things. And it's things that they can't buy in a store. I'm trying to think. Yeah, so we try to make things that are really unique, things that you probably wouldn't think of. But I do know that our fan base loves themselves a good T-shirt. And so we try to make them as unique and one of a kind as we can each time we make one, whether it's opening night or a playoff T-shirt or anything like that. I think it's cool that you see people that have a playoff T-shirt from, you know, 2008 and also, you know, T-shirts from, you know, the 80s. And now we're still having new ones that come out and people have these deep collections of them. And I think that goes the same way for any other promotional item. But I think in terms of trends of giveaways, it's hard to say. I think it depends on what fan base you're in.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago at a Phillies, and I think they have a really tough job because of their schedule is so long.
Definitely.
Compared to hockey or basketball.
Yes.
Fewer dates there. But one of their great ones was an Infinity scarf that they gave away on Mother's Day weekend or right around whatever was their homestand then. And it was targeted women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times you'll target kids or the bobblehead is for the collector.
Yeah.
You know, so you can think of, do you like brainstorming for marketing ideas?
Yeah, it's actually funny that you bring that up. We actually, like, our marketing team is having, like, an off-site, like, out-of-office, like, in a fun coffee shop meeting tomorrow to really, like, flesh some creative ideas out about things that we want to do, things that are not, you know, the standard, and how we can connect certain, you know, demographics with an item or a promotional night. I mean, there are so many things that people do now, and it's picking, you know, even doing something like a 90s night. Like, mm-hmm. people love doing that now just to come and, you know, maybe they get a cool T-shirt that's like, brings them back to, you know, things that they remember from the 90s.
Sure.
And maybe we give our players a cool warm-up jersey, you know, even little things like Hockey Fights Cancer, which is such a great night that we mm-hmm. do. Like, our players wear some lavender warm-up jerseys because that's, you know, kind of the color of the whole initiative that the league puts on. But it's just those little details, I think, that even bring people through the door. And like you said, like, those little tiny details that connect groups of people to what our product is really kind of, I feel like, where the thin line comes in to making a sweet spot.
Lauren, sit tight. I'm going to take a commercial break, but I remind you at home that you are listening to Lauren Capone. She's the marketing coordinator for the Philadelphia Flyers, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and Submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004.
Or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063 for WIMS for Rent.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam, chatting with Lauren Capone, marketing coordinator for the Philadelphia Flyers. And Lauren, let's look a little at your background, because you are Temple made.
And Temple proud.
And Temple proud for both undergrad and your master's.
Yes.
So when you were an undergrad, did you know that you wanted to be in sports? Or did you just know you wanted to be in some kind of marketing or public relations?
Well, I was a gymnast there.
Right.
So I was in that athletic department and the kind of the athletic culture there. And I grew up watching sports, and my brother played sports in college. So it's definitely been...
What was your brother's sport?
He played golf, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. So definitely we weren't traditional sport people, but it's definitely always been a big part of our family and how I grew up. And I was a little bit of a tomboy when I was younger. So my brother loved hockey. He played roller hockey, just never took it far. I used to play in the street. You know, we lived on a cul-de-sac. So, like, I used to try to jump in with the boys. Being the younger sister, I was like, gotta be everything that you are. But I think while I was at college and I was taking public relations communications classes, right. Every time we had to, like, pick our own topic or company, it always was something geared towards the sports world. So by the time I kind of got towards graduation, I realized, yeah, this is definitely the path I want to go down. And I luckily got offered a great opportunity with the grad school and my position that I held as a grad student.
In the athletic department, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. In communications. Right.
So a little bit different than what I'm doing now, but it was a great experience, and like the door was open, and I knew it was definitely the route I wanted to go. And those 2 years in grad school really helped me sort of hone in on, I think, exactly more the direction I wanted to go and have a better understanding, I think, of the industry of sports more so than just, oh, I like sports and I can do PR and communications.
Right.
So somehow they're gonna come together.
Now, because you had worked in communications, which is a different field than the marketing, mm-hmm. was it easy for you to make the jump when you graduated with your master's?
Yes. So actually, our director of marketing and our VP of marketing are kind of both. They're both Temple, and they're also
That helps.
Yeah, they came from PR backgrounds, relatively speaking. Especially Sarah, our director, she came from the same program that I did at Temple.
Oh wow.
So actually, kind of in our department, we sort of have taken a bit of a corporate PR role. So when it comes to things like the carnival or community events, which we do a lot of, we sort of help in the promotion of those types of things from a PR standpoint. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is how much they cross over.
Sure.
Thinking about what's important and what people want to be talking about and what gets people talking and those types of things has really helped. But definitely a lot of new things I needed to learn when I stepped into a strict marketing role.
A good challenge is still worthy, and you had plenty of educational background.
Yes. And my grad program was more broad. It was a sports business program, and we had like a special track, and it was actually promotions, and it was marketing and promotions was the track. So I got a little bit more of a glimpse into the specifics of, you know, kind of the marketing side of things.
So since you are in marketing in this town over the past couple of years, the phrase trust the process is, I mean, there isn't a person you would bump into on the street that I think hasn't heard it,
right,
doesn't know what it means.
Absolutely.
Do you guys talk about, and obviously I can say for the one person at home who's saying, well, I never heard it, it's obviously for the Sixers. Do you guys talk about just the success or lack of success of different marketing ideas that the other teams do in the city?
We definitely talk about, you know, the other teams and what they do, and I think they probably do the same with us as well. I mean, we have such a great sports market.
Right.
Every team has their individual fan bases that are so passionate about one or the other.
And we're hitting a lucky or more fortunate time of teams on the rise.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's been a crazy year, as everybody should know. But, you know, I think we talk about how funny it is what fans pick up on.
Sure.
You know, because I don't know what the full, obviously, marketing plans and processes were for each team, but I think it's crazy that they pick up little things. You know, the underdog thing, obviously, you know, was the storyline.
Sure.
But the fans really embraced it and made it so much more of a marketing pull than I think maybe the team even initially planned. And that definitely has to do with the situation and the storyline and how things all played out. But it is always interesting to watch, you know, kind of what fans take and what they don't. This year we had the Ric Flair robe kind of movement that sort of started taking off and then kind of died down, unfortunately, with the 10-game losing streak that we had. It sort of bumped it off.
Right.
But it's things that, you know, sometimes you don't even plan, and you can try to plan for everything from a marketing perspective, and this tagline's going to catch, and sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's been many that have come. Right now, I think the Phillies, be bold.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's there. I guess I can envision it with like their hashtag on their Twitter account or whatever. Do you guys like to target promoting individuals, or do you try to make it a big picture? Because players can come and go, trades get injured, things like that. And then if you've invested so much in it, it could hurt the campaign.
Yeah, it's definitely a thin line to walk. But right now we have this great group of young guys. You know, if we talk about our farm system and things like that, you know, you'll hear our player management really talk about the growth of these young guys. Like Travis Konecny has only been in the league, this will be his third season, and he's making such an impact. And people like Nolan Patrick, it was great. We had that the overall second pick, and he did a great job this season for his first season in, you know,
the
NHL.
Yep.
Yeah, so he did a great job. So I think really trying to like show people the success that they're having and what it means for the growth of our organization is something we try to pull out in a creative way. You know, it's like, you know, luckily the 76ers trust the process, actually, you know, it followed through, and like now we're like, us too, we have a process, don't you see it? But we also do have great vets. I mean, people like Claude Giroux, now he's the longest standing athlete in Philadelphia sports. He's been around the longest, and
that's unbelievable.
And he's
actually
still playing great. He had one of his best seasons of the year last season. So we have both ends of the spectrum, and it's sort of just trying to hone in. And as you know, people know with sports, our ups and downs, so it's kind of pushing the gas pedal when we're doing well and sort of falling back a little when things aren't going so well.
Yeah, I think that's what was so amazing about Trust the Process, is because they went through so much losing and still had people talking about them.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is
without
kind of
like a negative connotation
right,
to it. They were like, it's fine.
Yeah,
and everybody wants that. As a marketer, I'm like, yes, please. If we were losing, please tell me that we're okay. Because we believe it. So we need everybody else to believe it, too.
Were you always a hockey fan?
A little bit, yeah. So like I said, my brother played roller hockey in leagues and things like that. My mom just never put him on skates. I don't know why. But we always had Flyers games on from time to time, especially during playoff time was a big time for us to watch it. I remember meeting... I think it was Jeff Carter at like a Toyota dealership in Flowertown, PA when I was like 10. You know, and it's funny actually, this is an embarrassing story, but when I got this job, my dad like runs into the basement. I was at my parents' house, runs into the basement, and he like comes up and we have like this signed photo of Danny Briere. And he's like, are you going to take it into the office? And I was like, maybe not my first day, maybe later. So yeah, it's definitely always been something in the family. That we've had some, you know, really special moments, and we've gone to a bunch of games in the past, but definitely just Philly sports fans in general.
In general. We're talking to Lauren Capone. She's the marketing coordinator for the Philadelphia Flyers, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old. Except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060, or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Dee Lynam chatting with Lauren Capone, who is the marketing coordinator for the Philadelphia Flyers. And the season is fast approaching, quite frankly, because we're already towards the end of July. The schedule is out, correct?
Schedule is out. You can pick up, you know, we have sort of these groups of tickets. So you can buy all weekend games, a group of 10 weekend games, which is great for people who can't make it down during the week.
Sure.
But tons of other options out there already for you guys to pick up.
And the Stadium Series returns to the Philadelphia area.
And to the home of the Super Bowl champions. We will be playing in the hallowed grounds of Lincoln Financial Field. So you can actually get access to those tickets with those packages that I just talked about. So with those 10-game, 11-game partial plans, you can get access to first crack at those tickets when they kind of open up.
I know players love playing in that. Do fans enjoy the outdoor experience? Do you guys have any research on that? Because one of these had been played at Citizens Bank Park.
Correct.
And then it went to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And now it's coming back.
Yes.
Yes.
So from what I understand, the fans love it. I think for, you know, the uniqueness of it. And
it is
only
unique.
Comes around every so often. But I can't imagine that feeling that chilly for that long. But hey, people do it for football, so
sure.
It has to be similar. But the players do love it. How hockey was supposed to be played back in the day. And I do think that with enough beverages, people will be just fine in the stands.
Lauren, thank you so much for coming in. I hope the Flyers have a great season. I hope your second time around is you just build on the success that you learned in your first go around. So thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we remind you that you've been listening to Lifestyles. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I'm Dee Lynam. Have a great day.